Well, there's the old adage that the children all know, is that you run around the Bonham tomb 7 times and then you say, is anybody there? And this has been going on in the village. Down the back of the church, down the, now between the new hall.
Yeah.
On the right there, you're supposed to be able to hear the clip-clop of this horse, which but this is stories that have been told to me. Sarsenstone, opposite the old forge, there's supposed to be a black dog that's on it. Now, if you see the black dog that's on there, I'm sorry, but that's it for you.
That's it. If you see a black dog, you're doomed.
Yeah. Yeah. And the lady who walks down to Frogmore, who's always that much in front of you all the way, if you quicken your pace, she's still... was where you go in the door there now. It used to be the old storeroom there, and there was lots of ghosts. Now there was a railway at 40 acres.
What's that?
Going down to, you know, the concrete. I guess it must have belonged to 40 acres to Whitewell at one time. But apparently, and this is from John Cannings, who said there used to be a railway around there. He said the bloke in Whitewell was an enthusiast. So he used to run his milk.
It didn't go join up with West Meon or anything?
It was just a private little railway type thing.
Fascinating.
Bungalows, you know, Spear and Cop, on the top of the hill in Mercury. In Mercury, there's a house there now called Spear and Cop, but in my time in the parish council, they asked if they could knock it down, an old bungalow, and put up a house there, and we all agreed that it was all right, because it had been built back in 1905 or 10, after the Boer War, and I said that I thought they ought to keep the name, historically, yeah. Which they were quite happy to do. But then if you come from Mercury towards Warnford, there's a lane that goes off down to Coombe there.
Yeah.
And about halfway down there, there was another bungalow down there called after one of the battles of the Boer War. And if you come down into Coombe, back up to Coombe Cross, and you can turn left there and walk as if you're going down Halnica, and the lane goes fairly straight and then dives off to the right and goes down Harnica.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of that, there was another bungalow there. And then there was another bungalow.